Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeitländer 4 Trend Game. I don't think I ever finished the Highlander series of short show titles. That is courtesy of Come On, It's Still Good podcast. Shout out to y'all. I am Jack. That is Joelle Monique.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
On this fine Friday afternoon, sending people into the weekend with 6 trends for them. 6 things that are trending. Let's kick it off with Anthony Bourdain is trendling. So there's a new documentary that just hit Cannes that is about his life. And the filmmaker in a recent New Yorker profile talked about how he used AI to do some of the Anthony Bourdain voiceover stuff from the... from the documentary, which I don't know how I feel about
that. I feel like Anthony wouldn't like it, and therefore I'm having trouble getting behind it. There's something about putting words in a person's mouth that's really like ringing alarm bells. And Anthony is so prolific on radio shows and in his own net like shows. I just feel like as a documentary, unless I don't know what they're AIing. Is it stuff they scripted, or is it like things he wrote and maybe didn't get a chance to do, like read or do voiceover for?
Yeah,
and
it's emails that he wrote.
Emails.
So he's, it's, if you're going to do it, like having him read some of his emails out loud feels like the way to, what you would want it being him reading something that he actually wrote. However, I don't know, like just from a filmmaking perspective, don't like if I was watching that, I'd be like, wait, why did he read his emails out loud before he died?
Yeah. And I think there's something to be said about either find the footage or find someone to do the voice. Like in I'm Not Your Negro, Samuel Jackson does the voice for James Baldwin. And it's like so beautiful. It's definitely an interpretation of the person using their own words. But there's something that feels more authentic than here's an artificial voice we use to make it sound like that. On the other hand, we are so familiar with Anthony Bourdain's voice. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
Tons of people, me included, are constantly rewatch his show, specifically the CNN version. And I understand from a filmmaker point of wanting to be like, listen, we're intimately familiar with this voice. We should hear it coming from him. But then there's like tone and inflection, and I feel real iffy about it. Well, I think it has the potential to be beautiful and great and really put the viewer in Anthony's headspace, which is the goal of a documentary anyway. But it also has the possibility of being alienating and putting wrong inflections on and emphasis on words that maybe were not his intention. And that makes me feel a little weird, a little icky.
Yeah. Here, I think I have the audio right here. Let me just...
Okay, let's hear this.
Hello, my name is Anthony Bourdain.
What? You were so wild for that. I was like, what is happening? Yeah, hopefully, I don't know.
Yeah, well, shout out to one of the greats to ever do it. And I hear the documentary is pretty good. So, but again, like, this is one of those things you didn't need to distract from it by using technology. But I do offer people the complete freedom once I die to use the hundreds of thousands of hours of my voice that I've recorded and released to make me say whatever they want. Use me as a human greeting card, whatever you want.
You do not have my permission to do the same with my voice. Don't.
Hey. Let's see. Oh, we finally found out who the third person on Jeff Bezos' space flight this weekend is going to be. And I think this is going to inspire lots of people whose dads are millionaires, bordering on billionaires, because it is 18-year-old Oliver Damon, whose dad paid $28 million
wow.
to make him the youngest person ever in space. And yeah, I mean, shout out to him. Very Listen, cool. Well deserved.
He's applying to colleges. This is really, you know, he needs this right now. He really needs to get the advantage over the other kids so that he has a chance at life, Jack.
Yes. Flex, okay? Sir. Flex.
Oh, my gosh.
On those college freshmen.
As a parent, could you imagine sending your 18-year-old in what is essentially a space experiment from a private... Like, NASA gets it wrong sometimes. I can't imagine putting my baby on a plane to space. No.
Right.
Like, the first time. You know, flight 360, maybe.
Right.
Number one,
yeah,
absolutely
yeah.
not.
Yeah, I also can't imagine it's going to be, like, great for them. Also, I'm not impressed that he's the youngest person in space.
Absolutely, you did not earn this. You're not a space prodigy.
Yeah, this is just ruining the record for youngest person in space now. It's just like, okay, well, technically.
You know what?
Like
that
steroid
7-year-old
era
who really...
baseball.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I'm waiting for that 7-year-old prodigy, you know, who can do, I don't know what sciences you need to get to space. I'm just going to say rocket science, the yeah. math, you know, yeah. that kid who's like, I'm ready. And NASA's like, you know what? Yes. Yes. We need
it's actually
this brain.
Surprisingly easy. It's just like addition and subtraction. So, you know, this feels a little bit like for some reason, this just intellectually does not agree with me. It reminds me of like when YouTube influencers write their autobiographies at the age of like 19. It's just like, you haven't done shit. Like when this kid gets up there, like the whole thing with going into space is supposed to be that like you have this amazing like pull perspective back and suddenly you realize that we're all just part of this human race together and we're just very insignificant. And this kid, what is this kid gonna, he's gonna be like, tight. Hey, Jeff, that's pretty tight, right?
Yeah. I mean, maybe he'll turn out to be like Howard Hughes-esque in that, you know, he had a lot of money and a dream and it started off sort of weird, you know, mostly just about accolades and getting out there, but then he found a passion and it blossomed into something unique. You know, maybe.
Well, Howard Hughes like earned his money though?
No.
I feel like
Howard Hughes'
he just
daddy
inherited
left him
it?
A large company. Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then he almost tanked that company trying to launch his film career.
Hey, That's awesome that I have completely bought into the, you know, America loves to erase any sort of hand-me-downs that the rich get and make it a story of them mm-hmm. pulling themselves up by their bootstraps.
Just him and his millions of dollars and a fleet of airplanes. He had a larger fleet of airplanes in the Navy. I didn't mean to make this right. about Howard Hughes, but you get the drift. Young guy, given money, could maybe become something, but it just seems so silly. I really wish they had brought someone where it would have been significant to be like, oh, wow, they're going to space. That's so cool.
Yeah. Take a 100-year-old, not a fucking 18-year-old. Yeah, rich 18-year-old.
Oh, my gosh.
Cool.
That 100-year-old. What's that, like 3 G's on his body?
Just fucking powder against the back of the...
Don't take an octogenarian or higher. I feel like keep them on the ground.
Yeah. Well, down in Topeka, Kansas, or up in Topeka, Kansas, depending on where you are spiritually. I am spiritually in the spacecraft with Jeff Bezos and this young man. But in Topeka, Kansas, Frito-Lay workers are striking after being forced to work 12-hour days, 7 days a week. Quote from one of the strikers, I think people are pushed to the edge. COVID created some of this. During COVID, managers got to work from home. People see that and realize they have other options. I don't know. It's pretty dope. Glad to see some collective.
Yes. Yeah. Get out there. Fight for your rights. 5 months off. 5 months with no day off. Unacceptable. Exhausting. Absolutely. My guess is most of them are on their feet all the time because it's a factory. So 12 hours on your feet. We know what factory conditions are like. We've all read Animal Farm and we've seen the Amazon workers and their pee bottles. So I hope they get some respect, but my guess is they're going to pull a similar thing that is it Nabisco who owns Oreo and was just like, if y'all are mad, we'll just take our jobs to Mexico. Peace.
Right.
It's such a scary time for workers right now, particularly blue collar workers who don't have a lot of leverage in their ability to dictate their schedules or, you know, make plans for their lives. They're just literally half at the will of their employer. So I don't know. Hopefully somebody can give them some ability to make better decisions for themselves, because that's wild.
Well, my time at Amazon has taught me that unions are actually evil, and we could figure this out on our own, right? So, yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back, and Netflix, first of all, Netflix just hired a head of podcasting, so...
Oh, really?
Netflix coming to take the food out of my baby's mouth, but also, they are apparently aiming to do some video gaming.
I'm excited about it.
What, did they launch, like, a video game section, or what's happening?
Super not clear. It's early stages. They hired Mike Verdu, who used to work for Facebook, acquiring games for the Oculus headset. So this guy's clearly in the know. Oculus works with a bunch of different video game development companies. So it sounds like what they're going to do is just put it right next to the movies and television shows. I don't know what kind of controller you'll need, if they're going to come out with their own specific kind, if you can buy any generic kind and connect it. It's just not really clear yet. It's still very early days, but it's an exciting opportunity because I think they're looking to launch new release video games. So it'll be a great opportunity for indie developers, in my opinion. It'll be a great opportunity for indie developers to be like, hey, here's my game that most people would not normally buy, given on this very large platform. Right. And it sounds like at this point in time, they're not planning to increase. It's not like an additional package you'd have to buy. It would just come with the rest of the stuff.
Wow. So you wouldn't have to buy a console.
No.
You would just be able to play through Netflix.
I don't know how that's going to work, because you can play Netflix on so many different things. So I'm not sure how it's going to all work.
That'd be game changing.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's exciting just to see, again, the potential for indie game developers, of which there are so many right now, to have a large platform to launch their games could be exciting.
Deadpool is trending. There is a new movie coming out called Save Guy. Is that what it's called? Save Guy? Free Guy.
Free Guy.
Free Guy. That is in which Ryan Reynolds plays a video game character who finds out he's a video game character. It's like a video game crossed with Truman Show.
Yep.
And it's very meta. It continues with Ryan Reynolds' thing of being meta in meta movies. And to complete the meta-ness of it all, they released a Deadpool trailer for Free Guy, which is Deadpool commenting on Ryan Reynolds in a Ryan Reynolds movie.
It's the
movie.
Most surreal.
As well as Taika Waititi.
Yeah, it's so surreal and was confusing to me at first. It was like, 20th Century Fox presents Free Guy, and then here's Deadpool. And I'm like, it's not a Fox property. And then it suddenly dawned on me, like, oh, right, no, Disney purchased 20th Century Fox or acquired it. And then they also put Corgan, because Deadpool hasn't officially entered the Marvel Universe yet. So this is technically his first appearance in the MCU, maybe. But it's a trailer on YouTube, so it's not really the MCU, but he's interacting with MCU characters, again, sort of for the first time. In the first Deadpool movie, you get a bunch of MCU characters, but again, not from Marvel's Disney, from Fox. So the incest of studios and the overlap, and it also seems like a potentially like illegal hurdles had, it was wild. It really blew my mind watching it. I still can't fully process what, if literally anything, it means, other than like Ryan Reynolds is just a G and can do whatever he wants now. Like, he's reached this sort of superstar status of not having to adhere to the typical Disney rules. You know, a lot of these actors, performers have to live like real strict, clean cut lives. Like, you do not want to upset the mouse. Ask Gina, she knows. But but he also can reach out to these other companies and do other things and still find a way to fold it back into Deadpool because that character has been designed to be like so meta and out of the box. I don't know if it means anything long term or if this is just a weird one off thing Ryan gets to do. And I just have to like marvel at how bizarre it is. It was weird. I don't know.
Literally marvel.
Yes, literally.
So this is because Deadpool has not been in the Marvel universe. This is like the first time that Deadpool has crossed over into the Marvel universe, and it's because of those two characters being
yes.
on the
and
same
if you want to hear
screen.
Something crazy, or someone pointed out like they were both in a DC property because Ryan played Green Lantern and Taika has a bit part in that Green Lantern movie. So this is technically a reunion for those two guys, but for a different comic book movie company. It was wild.
All right. Well, Joelle, it's been such a pleasure having you on TDZ. We only got to 5 stories, but that's all the time we had. So where can people find you and follow you?
Yeah, you guys know me. I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique. It's JoelleMoniqueE.
There you go. And that's going to do it for us for this week. We are back Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, have a good weekend. Be kind to each other and be kind to yourselves. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.